from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, if you're just joining us, thank you. And thank you to Valerie Delia, who was here in the first hour talking about Martha's Vineyard and the cool alpaca yoga that you can do. I've never heard of such things. But if you missed it, go get the podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, iHeart. I think those are all the big ones, and there's like 100 other aggregators that get it as well. But you can get anything in the Kevin McCullough radio universe by going into that podcast domain. And a couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to blow out a second hour here for Radio Night Live and take on a topic that, to be candid, I always wanted to cover, and in fact, in my daytime show, we used to have a weekly relationship segment. Ashley Papa from Fox News was the one that gave us our info for that, and it was such a great segment. And then she up and got married and moved away, so she couldn't do it anymore. But I guess it worked because, you know, she was taking her own advice. But anyway, we have found relationship guru Eileen Fisher, who is part of the Elite Connections International family, and she heads up the entire operations here in New York City and the surrounding tri-state area. And she rejoins us here for the Relationship Hour on Tuesday night. Eileen, it's great to have you back. And I know that tonight's conversation is going to be very interesting because I didn't even know what the topic was a couple of years ago until somebody explained it to me, and we'll get into all of that. But anyway, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm laughing about something we were talking about before, because you were telling me how you do yoga and your wife does yoga.
Yeah.
And I said, do you do Pilates? And you said, I don't know any man that does Pilates.
That's
I'm saying
true.
To myself, uh-oh, my boyfriend did Pilates before I met him, but I realized he's surrounded by all women, so now I know why.
Well, I will say that the yoga classes that we take are probably about 85 to 90% women. But the lovely thing that I have going in my favor is that my mat mate to my left is always my bride. So it's something that we do together, and we've really enjoyed. In fact, that's been a rewarding thing for us to pursue at this stage of life. And so we said, well, why not work on us a little bit? And, you know, if our physical health is stronger, that's going to be better all the way around. So we started about a year ago, and we're just having a great time doing it. And I think that's one of the things that we can probably talk about on some relationship night in the coming weeks is, you know, finding commonality to spend your time with and to do things together in is a great way to strengthen relationships as you go along. But I'm going to go back to what we started with tonight, and the topic, I didn't even know the meaning of it, Eileen, but when I heard someone use the term ghosting for the first time, I had to go look it up. And when I looked it up, I thought, you know, that's a mean thing to do to people, to ghost them. And then this last week, I found an article that said there's sometimes when it's a good thing. So from your perspective as the guru from Elite Connections, what is the general definition of ghosting? And is it a good or a bad thing?
I actually don't think there's any time you should ghost someone. You know, the real meaning of ghosting is exactly what the word ghost sounds like. You're ghosting, you're disappearing. And I think it's a really bad, bad mind game to play on somebody. I have this 72-year-old woman who I was telling you before, Kev, that I'm taking on. And I said to her, she hates the apps. Her son called me for her. And she said, someone asked me about ghosting. I said, that's funny. So I just told her to listen to our show tonight. She said, I don't even know what ghosting is. And she goes, But I understand, you know, what it happens. And Kevin, so many people do it. My 15-year-old son does it. It's horrible to do to someone.
Well, so the thing that I the article that I found, it was from one of the online apps of all places. That may not be surprising. But they said, unlike what Eileen Fisher just said, they said there's 7 times when it's perfectly acceptable to ghost someone. And I thought, you know, before I had only thought of it in a negative sense, but some of these kind of made sense to me. Let me ask you about this one. When someone is inconsistent or very unreliable in communication, that's the first reason that they say is okay to ghost somebody. They say it's in the world of dating, if someone is repeatedly showing inconsistency with communication or interest in hanging out. So they give you a little signal, and then they play like, I'm not available. And then they give you a little signal, and then they say, ah, no, 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 no. They say, you know, that kind of person, it's not worth wasting your time with. Just say goodbye to them and get lost.
It's actually, again, Kevin, there's no good time. I'm sorry. That's not a reason. All you have to do to say to someone is, listen, I'm looking for a few C's, communication, consistency, and commitment. If you can't do that, let's end it now. You know, you don't have to ignore someone. Use your words. We all have a language of love. We all have the language of words, affirmation, all these things. We were given words and the ability to use them. All that person has to do is that. I get crazy calls, Kevin, sometimes. Horrible calls like, hi, I just got out of prison. Can you get me someone? And they're desperate. I'm like, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I'm a matchmaker. And then I block them, you know. But the thing is, I'm still explaining myself to somebody.
Right. You're explaining why it's not going to be possible. So inconsistent communication. Eileen Fisher says thumbs down. That's not a sufficient reason to ghost somebody. Let me ask you about the second reason. When they show disregard for consent and or personal safety. Now, consent in dating situations, that can be any number of things. But when someone is not concerned for your safety in any way, shape, or form, this article says that's probably an okay reason to ghost somebody and to say, I'm better off not hanging out with you.
Again, the person probably knows where you live by now. Again, the person probably knows where you work. So instead of ghosting and getting the person all rolled up, all you say is, hey, listen, we're not for each other. I'm sorry. And I wish you the best of luck. You know, if you're anxious around someone, getting them worked up is the worst thing you can do. Ignoring them, ghosting, is even worse. So if you use your words and explain, hey, listen, I don't think this is going to work for me, but I give you I wish you the best. How, Kevin, you don't think by now this person will know where the person is? You know, you went on a date with them. So one of the first questions you say is like, where do you work? So if you're unsafe, be honest. Sorry, I don't feel anything. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, and I think to be quite candid, I think that you're demonstrating in doing that a great deal of maturity that, who knows, it might even strike a note of conviction in that person's heart. You know, maybe I shouldn't be such a jerk in this way. But when you actually communicate it, you're also helping yourself develop that key skill of communication to be able to use for future people as well when you have disappointment. And even when we find those people that we're meant to be with, we still got to work on the communication. The communication is something that's always in process. It's never fully mastered.
That's actually excellent, because what I was going to say to you, Kevin, is, you know, being a matchmaker, one of the reasons I love it is for the word you're using, communication. My boyfriend was on apps for 3 years, and I laugh when I see his phone. He has all these communication with people. And then he said, I never talked to them again. I never talked to them. I never talked to them again as a matchmaker, you know, and he wasted all his time. And it's a full-time job communicating with all these people, as you know. And then all of a sudden you think you're going to go out. He thought he was going out with all these people, and all of a sudden it went ghosting. So the point is, myself as a matchmaker, the best thing about this is that I sometimes save that ghosting, as people do. So for instance, when someone goes out with someone, they say, Eileen,
actually hold that thought. We'll come back and have you explain it, because we're up against the break. Hard break. By the way, you want to jump in on relationship night? The number is 877-970-2999. We'll take your calls on questions regarding relationships. Don't go away.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
The events in Afghanistan have reminded us of something we already knew. Elections do matter. They have consequences. If you don't like the images you see on TV, it's too late to change it. But it's not too late to get America back. And we have too much at stake to give up now. That's why you're here, listening to us and learning what you need to know. Don't give up now. The battle for America's soul is just getting started. And we need you here. AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss is all
that men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
That's not true. I have a number of men friends and there is no sex involved.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You only think you do.
You're saying I'm having sex with these men without my knowledge?
No, what I'm saying is they all want to have sex with you.
They do not.
Do too.
They do not.
Do too.
How do you know?
Because no man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive. He always wants to have sex with her.
So you're saying that a man can be friends with a woman he finds unattractive?
No, you pretty much want to nail him, too.
All right, there you go. The Honest Truth from Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, again, in the classic scene. But, you know, one of the most interesting things, Eileen, about that whole frame of mind is that there's a very intense conversation I need to have with my
bride and my daughter before she gets married, because this is really the DNA of how men and women work. I mean, all the funny parts aside, men and women are fundamentally wired differently. Men are driven by visual attraction. Women are more driven by relational aspects. And when you don't understand it, then there's a lot of problems that come along. And if we just simply understood some of this, some heartbreaks wouldn't happen.
This guy, Ryan, tonight, I knew right away, was not one of those guys that are one of the people that look at a woman and would be like, oh my God, I want her. And then there was this other guy there, the real Italian guy. But you knew, Kevin, he was going to girl, and whichever one he can get, he could get. But what I love is there are a very small amount of men who understand the loyalty, like yourself, about understanding what your spouse, your partner means to you. Now, men and women, when I talk to you, Kevin, we're business people, but men look at women as, you're an object. And for me, women look at men as, can they be a potential? And it's not a man's fault that they look at women in a different way. But it's very hard for men not to look at women as a number. And as a matchmaker, again, Kevin, is the first thing I told you. When was the last time you left your wife a note? When was the last time you sat in front of watching Netflix and looked over and said, I can grow old with this woman? And there's always someone prettier, someone thinner, and someone richer, someone poorer. But Kevin, we're getting older and friendship is everything. And being comfortable, because there's always that, like when Harry met Sally, that oomph. But what does it matter, Kevin? That one thing, you got the woman, you got the man. That's not what's going to keep you happy.
Well, no, and the message of that film ultimately is that they had to be best friends in order to make the romance work. I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody that hasn't seen it. Surely everyone has seen When Harry Met Sally. By the way, Eileen is the New York coordinator for Elite Connections International, and you can access her matchmaking skills by going to eliteconnections.com or by dialing the office at 800-923-4200. But I think those hardwired differences, Eileen, are both the kind of the bane of the relationship, but they can also be some of the most exciting aspects of it. Because if men understand that women are motivated by a different type of motivation than what they are motivated by, and learn how to speak that, learn how to motivate in that way, they can actually receive a lot of reciprocal love coming back the other way. But you know what that requires? You have to invest your time in learning how to speak the language of the other person.
Kevin, what do I tell you? Languages of love. And this man, Ryan, tonight, who was on his second marriage, was telling me about that, and he got it. He understood that you have to love a woman in a certain way. I tell my boyfriend, and I think you're exactly the same way I am, Kevin, that through everything you learn, you have to communicate. And I tell all my clients that everyone is looking for a certain type of laws of attraction. And sex is sex. Everyone's attracted to the prettier woman, whatever. That's not satisfying enough. It goes away. And I try to teach everyone that when you're out there, think about the respect for others. Think about that first phone call you're going to make. The job of a relationship, and I think you and your bride do this, that Amy probably does it for you, you guys take care of each other. That's what you want. And I hope that's what you have, Kevin, and I know you do. And it's so rare you meet people, Kevin, like you and I've got divorced, and I'm proud of myself for doing a very hard thing and my journey, but I found a wonderful man who will and is my phone call. The guy tonight, a rarity to find a guy who has four kids and says how he appreciates everything he has. And the key thing, if you listen to everything, Kevin, is being someone's friend and realizing there's a line between your Pilates friends and respecting your partner.
I'm telling you, you got to get rid of those Pilates friends. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about, but it doesn't sound normal to me. No, your boyfriend sounds like a perfectly nice guy. But if some stranger just walked up to me on the street and said, "Hey, yeah, I'm taking Pilates," I'm like, oh, "Okay, who's in the class?" That's that would be what would go through my head. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. We've posted this question. Do you think it is possible for men and women to be friends? And Eileen has said expressly that she does not believe that that is likely. I've had this same conversation with a lot of guy friends over the years, and I am still surprised to this day at how many of them will consistently defend and defend and defend. Once the women in the relationship know the actual relationship math, I think that there would be less of this playing around. But you know, there's a reason why they're called players, right? It's because they're still trying to play the game, so to speak, if you will. And again, going back to what Eileen was saying and what the kind of gist of those two clips from When Harry Met Sally always pulls out is that if you want satisfying relationships, don't play the games. Be genuine, be real, be honest, keep your word, have integrity, do that kind of stuff. And that doesn't mean you've been a perfect example of that your whole life, but start tomorrow. Start working on it now. So that the next opportunity that you have, if you run into something that actually means something and you think, hey, I really want this person around forever and a day, they have reason to believe that you will be, in fact, the kind of person that deserves to have them around forever and a day. All right. Our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. We will take your call and continue with relationships here on Relationship Night, Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM970, The Answer. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
All right, I'm a little bit confused by this because I just did some research during the break, and not just the app that we pulled the article from, but now Medium and Bustle websites, both of which deal with pop culture and a lot of things related to relationships, are saying that there are certain circumstances under which they approve of ghosting. In fact, there's a whole section of articles that say that this is okay. The one, Eileen Fisher, as we return you to the conversation here, the one that Medium.com said is that it's okay if you've never met the person you're talking to face to face, and they've engaged in things that are suspicious or dangerous or whatever. And so it's kind of going back to the app model where you've only talked online. You may think they're using a fake identity. You've never met them in person. That they're saying that would be okay. That kind of falls into a different category than what you've largely talked about tonight, which is if you've already met the person and if you've spent any time with them, particularly in person, you've kind of gone too far to be able to ghost at that point.
You know, I was doing research the same way you were, and I just feel as a human being, and I understand that they're saying there are times, I agree, during the catfishing or you never, whatever, but you never know what goes on in someone's mind. And, you know, this whole texting stuff and this whole how you can meet through app stuff, you never know who's on the other side, no matter what. So if you just use like your words again in a right way, it won't make anyone angry. Looking at the opposite side again, and I ask you, Kevin, when you were dating my boyfriend, I made him go through his phone to make sure there was no naked women and everything else. And then I started seeing all these texts. And I'm like, what are all these? He's like, how many Bumble conversations I had with people, and they just disappeared. And he was like, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, he spent days talking to people. And it's a waste of time. But not only that, Kevin, I'm like, he was frustrated. And I don't blame him. So when you were single, Kevin, didn't it bother you a bit that women weren't telling you? Or didn't you feel you should be polite to people to say, you know, I just don't feel it or whatever?
Yeah, although I will admit one of the worst beatdowns I got in my dating years. I wasn't dating anyone exclusively, had gone out with a girl a couple of times, met someone else, went out with them a couple of times, kind of decidedly liked the second one, and that I could have kind of gotten to know both of them, whatever, but decided for fairness sake I should not do that. And so I had a very blunt conversation with the first girl, and I said I've met someone that I think's a better match, and I'm just going to give myself to that effort right now. Boy, I'll never forget that bottle flying across the kitchen.
but didn't she feel better, Kevin? But didn't you feel better that you told them the honest truth?
Well, like, and you know what? Like, years later, that same woman came back to me, and she said, you know what? That was an honorable thing to do. She said, because the guy that I had been with just before you was like seeing someone else secretly, for a long time. And it was fine. It worked out. I didn't marry either one of them. And I would say that, I'm good friends with, I'm not good friends, but we're friendly with each other to this day. It's, we have a positive relationship.
So you ignore someone. What happens? You're out one night and you see them and they're like, there's that jerk of a guy, or woman who couldn't just say I wasn't into you. Let me say to you plainly, I said, I'm looking for a relationship. I dated 22 people in the last week and none of them were for me. I met you, Mark, but let me put it to you this way. I'm looking for this. If you're texting someone else, don't talk to me. If you're dating someone else, tell me. Because I deserve the same playing field that you were on. So the point is, if you're clear and you use the words, and to tell you the truth, Kevin, I don't know how you feel, but if he was doing any of the things that I didn't like, I would have walked away. he would have lost the best thing. But, you know, it's
the power of the takeaway. All right. More dating advice on Relationship Night on Radio Night Live with Eileen Fisher, Elite Connections. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, we all got to stay calm with our busy schedules. And Invite Health's Tranquil TX gives you just that. Tranquil TX is a delicious liquid beverage enhancer made with chamomile, passion flower, and lemon balm to create a sense of calm. When you're stressed, just add a dropper full of Tranquil TX to your favorite beverage. Get this, Tranquil TX has zero carbs, zero sugars, zero alcohol, and just 2 calories per serving. Right now, buy one bottle of Tranquil TX. Get the second bottle free. Double up. That's 4 bottles. You get free shipping. Contact Invite Health at 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. That's 800-694-2345 for Tranquil TX. 800-694-2345. Don't forget to ask about their other herbal tinctures like Green Tea TX for more easy and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager explains the left's stance on the border.
A wall blocks people from coming in. It maintains the ability of a society to grow much more naturally. How many people can we take in? Answer, as many as it takes to keep the Democrats in power forever. That is the only criterion.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard. Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Of all the boys, 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 boys,
and now,
boys,
back to boys. Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about the difference in men and women, and a well-known influencer. In fact, she's the number one influencer on TikTok, named Tinks, T-I-N-X. And on Instagram, it's me, Tinks. But she does these really funny videos where she edits her comments back to back, so she says it really deadpan and it comes off really fast. But she did one recently, and I've only been told about it. I was looking for it in the break. I couldn't find it. The difference in how men and women view dating, and men are looking for an instant payoff. They're stockbrokers. They're looking for the next hit, and they don't want to have to scroll through 55 photos to find the one of the girl that they can show their friends. They want all of them to be perfect, and they want it now. Men, as women, she says, look very differently, and they do approach it more like a venture capitalist. You know, what's eventually going to come out of here? You know, can we come out with something better than what we start with? And they kind of view it a little bit as a project. Now, I'm curious, Eileen and Tammy, your thoughts on this number one influencer's breakdown, because I thought it was kind of, I think it's kind of accurate, but maybe I'm out to lunch. What do you think? Tammy, we'll start with you.
Go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah, I do think it's also accurate. I think that men are very visual. It's a photo. It's a first impression. It's a first meeting. They're either attracted and interested or they're not attracted after the first couple minutes of meeting someone in person or looking at a picture. Are they, you know, visually appealing to them? So I really feel that that's a first impression. So women, if you're looking for somebody, kind of always look and feel your very best on when you're out, when you're dating, when you're meeting somebody. Put your best foot forward. Put on that perfect outfit that you feel incredible in. Wear your high heels, even when you're out and about. Like, just always look and feel your best. You could run into somebody, and if you're all lumpy and you're not feeling great about yourself, well, then you might not meet someone that way.
And you're saying that that will project on some level.
Yeah, and I agree
for
too.
For sure, you know, confidence is so attractive, and it just comes out of your pores. So if you feel and look your very best, and you always got your, you know, your hair done, and you got your best outfit on, even for walking around streets of New York or L.A. or whatever, if you look and feel your best, then it will just come out in confidence.
Eileen?
I think, I'm going to tell you that I totally agree, except how you guys aren't hitting the woman part of this. The woman part is that as a man is talking, a man is looking at a woman like, wow, look at her body, look at her boobs, look at her butt, look at her hair. A woman is saying, click, click, wait a minute, how will they be as a father? Click, click, how will they be when they're older? That's exactly what we're thinking about. Women are thinking, oh my God, could he be the, you know, can we have the white picket fence right away? So I agree with her. But I also think it's an age thing too. It goes back to, you know, if we all could, when you're in your 60s, men want an attractive woman, but, you know, they start your last chapter of your life, you look a little different. I think it's a big millennium thing, what we're talking about, very big.
Well, and let me ask you this, because I think, Tammy, you are right. And I say that to my gender's demise. Like, I don't think that men have to be that shallow. And I think that if they want to find genuine happiness in life, they need to be able to go beyond that. So what degree, how do you balance out the, you know, I've got to have the supermodel on my arm all the time? How do you balance that out with a guy who's programmed that way to say, dude, you're not paying attention to the right things? Because eventually that supermodel can stomp all over your heart if you pick someone that has bad character.
Right. And sometimes it's picking those wrong people over and over again until you're like, okay, well, that's not working for me and I need to have a different type. And you can still be attracted to someone maybe that is a little bit more professional and has more substance and is going to be a good parent and, you know, a good wife and will be there alongside you through thick and thin. So I think it's trial and error. And, you know, like the woman picking the bad boy. Okay, well, maybe that, you know, that type isn't working. The musician, the guy that likes the motorcycle, the bad boy type. You got to maybe try something different and see if there's a different kind of connection you can have. And usually if it's not working out, it's for a reason, and you got to try something different.
I mean, to Tinks's credit, I do think that she's hit on something, and that is that I think that women do look at the more important substance of the matter in, you know, asking the types of questions you were just saying, Eileen. What about their character? Is this an honest person? Do they treat the wait staff at the restaurants where we go with dignity and with honor? Do they
right.
Are they kind to people that have no reason to be kind back to them? You know, who is this person when they're away from
right.
the spotlight?
Right. Women's one question, Kevin, honestly, when you meet them, the first thing that goes to their head, if it's not about finances, is like, could he be a good father? That's exactly, because women always are thinking either, you know, the support of the finances or at an age when you want a child, will they be a good child?
No, I believe that, at least in my household, that's for sure. And you know, I think this plays into two other things, and I've noticed this, and I toyed with writing a book on relationships a long time ago, and I never did. But if I ever come back to it, I think I'm going to include this chapter. I think that there are two major things that men and women are looking for, and I think that men want to be made to feel as though what they do matters, that they're significant in some way. That their work is important, or that their accomplishments are important, but that they are significant in some way. And I think that women, in many respects, seek a type of security that is as important to them as significance is to men. But they want to say, I want to be sure that the world isn't going to fall apart tomorrow, and I want to I want to know that the world around me, you know, that I have some degree of guarantee that that's going to be the case. And I think if men and women ever figured out that that's kind of how they're wired, I think you'd see a lot happier relationships over time.
Well, Kevin, it's as simple as this. A man wants to walk in the room after working all day and they see their wife. They don't want their wife on the phone. They don't want their friends there. All they want to do is walk in and the wife or a girlfriend or someone to say, how's your day? That's really what a man needs. He needs you to pat his back and say, how is your day? Because at work, you're working so hard and portraying who you are. They need a woman by their side to say, how is your day? And women are great at that. We're strong.
Men like the attention, you know, they want someone to show them the love and the attention, and you're doing such a good job, and I appreciate you, and you know, you're the man.
Well, Tammy, we appreciate you joining us tonight. She's the VP at Elite Connections, and you can find her connection and Eileen's both at eliteconnections.com. Tammy, we're going to let you go, and Eileen, stick around. You've got your matchmaker memo for us. That's all coming up next right here on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/HR. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Carl Jackson is next on AM970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, final 4 minutes of the broadcast. And on Tuesday night in the bonus hour, when we talk relationships with Eileen Fisher of Elite Connections, who you can contact at 800-923-4200. She can help you find the love of your life. We dedicate this segment to the Matchmaker Memo. This is a time when you get out your pen and paper, and Eileen's going to give you a very specific kind of prescription for your relationship life. Eileen, what's on tap tonight?
As Carol and I said, live life. It goes by quickly, but give somebody a chance. Don't just swipe or walk away because you saw a prettier picture or a more handsome picture. There's a reason you went out with them. Get out there and enjoy it.
That is pretty simple stuff. Although I guess it's easy for me to say it's simple. It probably takes a little more courage to do it than to just say it.
That's exactly right. And the problem is, Kevin, is again, like we said, people just don't take it as serious anymore. And it's sad. And I hope it circles back. I really do.
New York won't come back if we're all lonely and stuck in our apartments. It's not going to work that way. So we're going to have to figure out how to become social again and how to get back into the matchmaking game. I think that when we finally turn the corner on masking and the vaccination argument, all that stuff, I think there will be a kind of a aha moment when everybody feels more confident to do that. But it has been a slow slog since the reopening has begun. And Eileen, I understand what you're saying. Again, if you want to reach Eileen this week, tonight, call 800-923-4200 and leave a message. Tell her, hey, Johnny, I live in Jersey. I'd like to find a connection. She can help you find that. 800-923-4200, anywhere in the tri-state area. She heads up the New York office for Elite Connections International.
And Kevin, them people could be as happy as we are when they find the right match.
Again, I think, start working on yourself first, then reach out and find the right one. And that combination, I think, will generally lead to good outcomes, but we'll see. Eileen, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
You got
Bye.
It. All right, Kevin McCullough, tomorrow night, it's a wellness night. Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Where do we stand with COVID and the reopening and all the stuff they'll be here to discuss? Thursday night, Arthur Idala. Friday, Christine Nicholas and Kevin McCullough with you each night, all the way across the board. Join us weeknights at 7 here on AM 970 The Answer for Radio Night Live. We'll see you then.